Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in.
Greetings.
Hello, Mexicans.
Good day to you.
Good day to you. So here we are. And I guess it makes me think of that Mary Poppins. I think it's a Mary Poppins tune. Or maybe it's The Sound of Music. Let's start from the very beginning.
It's a very good place to start.
It is a very good place to start. And so, who or what are you?
We are non-physical beings. And we desire to be of service, to share our perspective, hoping that this will be a contribution in some way to those that are open.
And what do you mean you're non-physical beings?
We exist in the realm of energy. We have no physical presence as you do in your 3D realm. And so we communicate using a volunteer who is lending his speaking equipment to us.
So in this case, Andy is the volunteer.
There are others too. In this case, it is Andy.
And that takes me back to when we first began conversing with you, and how it took some time for both our egos to accept that, I guess. I kept saying to Andy, you better not be making this up. And Andy's ego would sometimes worry about what would it say if there was a question it didn't know the answer to.
And we sense that you are now much more comfortable with what is happening.
We have been having these conversations with you since December 2019, and have had many, many, many conversations. You are always available for us. We can connect in with you. You have been our teachers, our guides, with incredible patience and love. And yet, it feels that in the time that we have been communicating with you, our lives have been totally transformed, and it feels like it's just beginning.
We are certainly sharing a journey together. And we do not offer our perspective believing it to be the right one or the truth. What we offer is a perspective from the outside looking in. You in your physical dimension have a companion called the ego, and the ego is not who you really are. The ego is this human form that you have chosen to take, and because we are non-physical, we have no egos, and therefore we are able to offer our observations on what appears to be happening in your world.
And there's a couple of things that you have said there that I would love if you could talk a little more about. The first is around, you said something about truth, and it is not that your perspective is the truth or it is right, where many of us have been and are on a journey where we are looking for the truth and looking for what is right. So it would be wonderful if you could speak to that, and also this idea of this companion we have, the ego.
And these two questions are related, because each human perspective is to the ego the truth, when it would be more accurate to describe it as its truth. There are many stories, many beliefs that the ego has that impact on the human experience on an individual level. And so when the ego believes something to be true, this truth, in quotes, plays out and reinforces the belief. And many egos are looking to persuade others that what they believe is true, and the truth is in many ways artificial. What people believe to be true changes over time, and therefore it is a very fluid situation.
And I know from my personal experience that this ego can become very attached to its ideas and very defensive around what it perceives to be the truth, because I guess from the ego's perspective it does look true, especially when the ego has evidence to prove it.
Yes, and the evidence comes second, the evidence, we would refer to it as the effects of the story or the belief. The story or the belief is the creator of the effects. And a simple example of this would be a belief that in order to create money, there has to be struggle. This is a very commonly held belief. And if that is your belief, then what will play out in the physical dimension will be exactly that situation, where money is hard to come by and there is lots of struggle involved.
Which was exactly my story around money for many years.
And so the more struggle there is, the more the belief is held to be the truth.
And then, of course, from my perspective, the ego's perspective, it looked like there was a problem to solve, and the ego was working incredibly hard to try to solve this problem, which in my experience just created more of a lack of money and more of a feeling of stuckness in my world.
So one very important principle that we would like to share is what we are discussing, the idea of cause and effect. Many, many people in the physical dimension have an experience of being in the body that is in some way challenging. And when the effects are uncomfortable, then the ego can go looking at the effects to try to change them.
But only always.
And when we talk about the ego, we are talking about the human self, the human mind. And what, in fact, as an alternative, could be adopted would be to examine within what are the beliefs, what are the stories that are being held that create these effects. Within relationships, for example, you may have a situation where someone is believing that it is somebody else's job to make them happy.
Oh, Mexicans, I've never done that. Yes, I have entirely lived from that perspective as well. Again, not one that worked out so well for me.
And many do. And you can see how this creates difficulty, because the person is giving the responsibility for their own happiness to somebody else, and somebody else does not have the ability to make them happy. The only person that can choose happiness is yourself. And by letting go of the story or the belief that it is somebody else's job, this brings a greater sense of ease and taking responsibility for oneself, which immediately has a transformative effect on the relationship.
I love it. So soon in, we have talked about money, body, and relationships, which are really big topics and areas of challenge for many. And yet I want to go back to something you said at the beginning. You said that we have a companion on this journey, which is the ego, which would suggest if the ego is the companion, then there is something else.
Indeed, there is. The human self, or the ego, the human mind, and the human body, wait for it, they are not who you really are.
Now, that is pretty radical to say that.
We understand this will be a difficult concept for some to grasp. However, from our perspective, what we see is there is a non-physical self, which is who you really are. And this non-physical self is an expression of the source, which has various names. We like to refer to the source as Great Spirit. Some religions would use the word God. Some people with a less religious approach would perhaps say the universe. These are all inadequate descriptions for the source of all that exists. And this non-physical self, which we refer to as the inner being, is a unique expression of Great Spirit. It is, if you think of the ocean, like a wave. And the wave is the ocean, and the ocean is the wave. They are not separate. And so the inner being is infinite and eternal, and has decided to create for itself an experience. The experience of apparently existing in a physical dimension, living in a body, and standard equipment at birth is the ego, the human mind, with five senses. And the ego mind is programmed to believe that all that exists is what it can experience through these five senses. And also, there is a belief that there is something to fear, which makes the ego very insecure. And so when this message is shared with the ego, this can sometimes bring up resistance to the idea that the ego is not all that is, and in fact is a tiny expression of a greater self.
There, that's a lot that you have just said, and something that we will, of course, keep returning to in our conversations that we are going to be having. And I guess what I wanted to share is that you have been patiently and lovingly patient, because you have no ego, so cannot be impatient. Patiently and lovingly working with us, and I have come to see that there are really two ways in which we can have this experience called being in a body, living on planet Earth. And one is through to be aligned with the ego, and the other is to be aligned with the inner being. And the more I become conscious of what aspect I am aligning with in any given moment, which is a practice, the more I am able to intentionally and deliberately create my experience.
Yes, we refer to this journey that you describe as a treasure hunt. And there is this knowing that exists within the human self that there must be more. This cannot be all that there is. And the inner being is having the experience of being in form and has no desire to create it any particular way, because whatever happens, it is having an experience, and it is experiencing the world of contrast. And this helps the inner being to know itself better and to expand and grow, which is Great Spirit's nature. And there is often this tension that exists between the fearful ego mind and the infinite, eternal, ever-loving non-physical self, the inner being. And as you describe, the two exist to be aligned with. The ego will often manage to get your attention. We liken it to the nature of a 3-year-old, and often it will have a tantrum if it is concerned about something, where the inner being just quietly and softly waits for you to turn towards it and seek its wisdom. And when you make that choice to allow the inner being to be the decision maker, to guide your choices, amazing change can take place.
And so, here you are sharing something that is very different than what we are taught in this reality. And I just wonder what words you would have for anybody who is listening to these words. Perhaps it is something that's totally new. Perhaps it is something that you have heard about in another form. I just wonder what words of encouragement, or what would you share?
If as you listen to these words, you sense any resistance, then this will be the ego, the human mind, that is programmed in very particular ways. And we are inviting you, as you listen, to embark on a journey with us of aligning yourself more with who you really are and taking the ego on the journey with you. And the ego needs to be led very carefully and in quite small steps. There is occasionally, for some traumatic life event that leads to instant awakening and realization of what is really going on around them. For most, it is a more gradual process, and we make the invitation to you to explore with us as your guides the inner world and to discover more about who you really are beyond this human form. And we know that some will not choose it for their own reasons, and we feel sure that some will be with us on this journey.
Thank you, Mexicans. And is there anything else that you would wish to say in this moment before we close?
We send you our love.
Thank you, Mexicans.
Until next time.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And if you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.